Leafs are down there. They're in Tampa tonight. We're debating whether or not this is a benchmark game. And to chat about it, we're joined now by our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie. And it's brought to you by Finance. So what's happening, Bob?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty well. We got what should be a big game tonight. I mean, conventional wisdom would suggest these two teams could meet in the first round, Tampa and Toronto, and you would want to set the tone tonight. But we were talking with Ray earlier, and he's calling a game, and he said he doesn't really get that sense. You know, they're competitive. They want to win, but it's not like you have to get crazy tonight. Is that a sign of the times that it just seems like these guys are like, let's get through, we'll get to the playoffs, and it's all good?
Yeah, it is a sign of the times. It's all about, you know, the playoffs, and you know, you don't spend too much time invested in, this could be the team that we're playing, because it might not be either. So, you know, if you're Tampa, you just want to play the game, do your thing. You finish in first place. If you don't, then that's fine too. And I don't think anybody worries too much about whether you win or lose against a particular team that you might be facing in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's I mean, we were talking about it, and it's just, I think we're just waiting for, like, to get there. Some of these teams are just floating. Like,
well, there's no race.
Too many are.
There's nothing really.
Well, there's no
nothing
races.
Interesting right now.
Florida's interested, and that's about
it. But there's a little race, a little bit out west. A couple teams are jockeying for position. Mm-hmm. Calgary seems like they're out, like 6 points in eight games. Like it's gone for them. But out west, it's a little bit interesting. In the east, there's not much. There's, like, Florida is pushing, and New Jersey, as I mentioned, Bob, before. Corey Schneider hasn't won a game since December 27th, and New Jersey is hanging on still. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, Florida losing games to Ottawa and what Montreal, I think, kind of put a crimp in their plans. And they still got those games in hand, and those are a positive, I guess, but you got to make sure you win them. So, but I think you're right. I think, you know, teams are mostly playing for placement, although I think they're also, everybody's just trying to stay healthy, too. The worst thing that can happen now is to lose a key player to injury.
Well, when it comes to Calgary, again, they lose in Arizona last night, and that pretty much ends it for them. But they had playoff intentions. They made that Hamonic trade, and they gave up some real pieces, and they've spent some money. And
They thought they were going to be real good.
Right. Like, what happens in Calgary if they do officially end up missing?
Well, you're right. They banked on being a playoff team this year, and it's never a good thing to make trades like the Hamonic trade and others, and you basically have given up your first and your second and your third round picks this year, and you're not picking the fourth round, and you're a non-playoff team. That's not fun. So, you know, what will happen? They'll do an evaluation when the season's over, assuming that they don't pull a rabbit out of a hat here and run the table and get some help from some people and sneak in there. I'd be surprised if General Manager Brad Treliving, it cost him his job, but it's also a market where I'm sure that Murray Edwards and Ken King and Brian Burke fully expected that this was going to be a playoff team. Should it be a playoff team? And if it's not a playoff team, well, then sometimes just somebody's head could be on the block. And in that instance, if you're asking me now, I'm thinking, well, they'll do an evaluation. It's probably premature to say the coach is in trouble, but you know, that's the conventional thinking in a situation like that, where a general manager just got an extension at the end of last season. And yet, you know, they could do a thorough evaluation and say, no, coaching's not our problem, and we need to do this, 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 and this. But if any time a head coach is of a team that was supposed to make the playoffs doesn't make it, he's going to be looking over his shoulder at the postmortem.
With Bob McKenzie, our TSN Hockey Insider. Patrick Laine continues to be on fire, and now he's tied with Ovechkin for most goals in the league. And if he ends up with the Rocket, I mean, there's nothing subjective about that. There's no votes that come with that. That is defined. You are the man when it comes to goal scoring. And he's not even 20. Like, he's put up numbers that we've seen very few times by teenagers. I mean, how would you put Laine's play into perspective, Bob?
Well, it's off the charts. I mean, you said it yourself. He's still just a teenager. And, you know, everybody had fun, you know, because they were drafted 1-2, the Austin Matthews comparisons. Well, I mean, Matthews has been hurt, so he hasn't been able to do what he can do lately. But, It's interesting how the perspective changes month to month, year to year on that, and probably will for a number of years here. And then Matthews always sort of had the built-in edge of being the dominant number one franchise-type center, and that's more valuable than a goal-scoring winger. And yet, here's the goal-scoring winger basically hunting down Ovechkin for the Rocket Richard on a team that, like the Leafs, is very well-positioned going into the playoffs. And both Toronto and Winnipeg are very similar to the extent that this is just the cusp of what they're expected to accomplish. That it's just the window's just opening for the Winnipeg Jets and the Toronto Maple Leafs because of the talent they've got. Because of, in Winnipeg, Patrick Laine, Nikolaj Ehlers, Scheifele, Trouba, Kyle Connor. And the same thing in Toronto when you're talking about guys like Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Morgan Riley. And the young players that the Leafs have coming.
Bobby, what's up with my old team down there at the meetings? Do they have the mascot, Stormy the Pig, sitting in on the... what have they got going down there?
I believe Don Waddell is here, former general manager of the Atlanta Thrashers, amongst others in the NHL, and an executive in the front office of the Carolina Hurricanes. So he's here representing the Hurricanes, but what's going on is not anything good. Doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs, obviously, and doesn't look like their search for a general manager has gone very swimmingly. And yet I suspect that very much that that is continuing right now, and that Tom Dundon's, even though it kind of got blown up as this guy doesn't want the job, that guy doesn't want the job, I imagine that Dundon's still going through that process of talking to people behind the scenes.
With Bob McKenzie, our Hockey Insider, live from the GM meetings.
Bob, we haven't had a coach fired all year, and
everybody's safe.
Well, yeah, but we're talking. At some point, do you think it's just going to be right at the end of the regular season? They're almost going to have like in the NFL, like that Black Monday or that, you know, drop dead Monday. Like, are you sensing that's now what's going to happen because it's gone so long without changes?
Yeah, there's the potential for coaching changes once the season is over. No doubt about that. I mean, what's going to happen? And Chicago's a funny one, but, you know, could Joel Quenneville lose his job in Chicago? I guess it's within the realm of possibility. You wouldn't think so, but the dynamic is such that you have to allow for that possibility. Do I think he'll be able to work for, like, a fraction of a second? Yeah, probably, if that were to happen. But, you know, as I said, these teams have got to do their due diligence once the season's over. But, you know, Chicago is going to be an area that we're going to be looking at once the season is over. Detroit would be another place. General Manager Ken Holland doesn't have a contract beyond this year, although there's been some talk that, you know, perhaps he is going to be back as general manager of the Red Wings, but nothing official by any stretch. But, what does that mean for Jeff Blashill? Is it time for a coaching change there? I don't know. That's, again, something they're going to do post-mortems, but that would be an area keep an eye on. I don't know I have no idea what's going to happen in Edmonton. I could envision scenarios where both Peter Chiarelli and Todd McClellan are both back next year. I could envision scenarios where neither one of them would be back. But and maybe more of a risk for the coach than the general manager in that situation. But there's going to be the forensic audit of all forensic audits done on that Edmonton situation after this year. Trying to think other coaches that jump immediately to mind. Lane Vigneault with the New York Rangers. Again, lowercase Joel Quenneville situation. AV's a real good coach. Everybody knows that. He's got 2 years left on his deal. Big money on his deal, too. So there's a lot of reasons why the Rangers could just stay the course and keep him as their coach, but they're entering a new phase of their development, and maybe AV didn't sign on to be that type of coach, and maybe they want a fresh approach, and they're going to have to mull that over once the season's over. I don't know what's going to happen. Boucher in Ottawa, is he safe? Are they going to make a move? That's to be determined. But I think that's probably, I'm trying to know, Barry Trotz in Washington. His contract's up at the end of the year. If they get bounced in the first round of the playoffs, Trotz could be on the market. And I'll tell you this, if Trotz goes on the market, if Joel Quenneville goes on the market, if Alain Vigneault goes on the market, it might even fuel more consideration from other teams who might say, hey, Quenneville and Trotz available, maybe we should make a move on these guys. So there's lots of stuff percolating on the coaching front, and the sort of the year without a firing is legit. and it will be like that probably to the end of the regular season. But then once this regular season's over, all bets are off for a bunch of guys.
Yeah, they might catch up to those old school numbers real quick, yeah. Right after the season comes to an end. Enjoy it down there, Bob. We'll see you in studio later in the week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
There's Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider, brought to you by Finance It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt, then break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance It.